ଆଗେ ପୁ ଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ଦୈଓ ଗୌର ଭକ୍ତ 앞이래 그 바구니 서로 아프다고 목 앞이래 그 바구니 서로 아프다고 걸려 쓰이고 발로 대고 넣어떠고 서로 ചരിത്രം തന്നതായോ നമുക്ക് ആദ്യം മാത്രമേ വസന്തപഞ്ചമി കൃഷ്ണ വസന്തപഞ്ചമി വസന്ത റാസ് റാസോത്സവ ഓൾസോ ബിഗിൻസ് ഫ്രം ടുഡേ ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ദിസ് ഈസ് ദി അപ്പിയറൻസ് ഡേ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ വിഷ്ണു പ്രിയാദേവി ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ദി അപ്പിയറൻസ് ഡേ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രഘുനാഥ ദാസ സ്വാമി വെരി വെരി ഓസ്പീഷ്യസ് ഡേ ടുഡേ സോ ഐ ഹാവ് ഡിസയർ ടു I thought of to do some katha kirtan on Vishnu Priya Devi. So I have to speak in two languages, Oriya language and English language. First I'll speak something in Oriya, then English, then Oriya, then English. In this way I may move on. So you should not lose your patience. You should have patience. Sit down quietly with concentrated attention. Hear katha. Nectarian Katha of Vishnu Priya Devi and sit to the end, don't get up and go away if there is some difficulty of language. That will be very, very offensive. Don't commit such offense. So this is my request, one and all. Vishnu Priya Thakurani, the second wife of Gaura Sundar. First wife was Lakshmipriya, and Lakshmipriya passed away. Mahaprabhu married Vishnupriya. Bhagavan has three Shaktis, three Gunila. Huh? Isn't it? You know? Your heart. Three Gunila, three Shaktis, potency, Bhagavan has. And it is said Vishnupriya is Bhushakti. Bhushakti in Krishna Leela, she was Satyabhama. It is said. Bhushakti is generally creative energy, Jagat Srishti Shakti. Sri Shakti, Jogmaya. Radhavakti Rukmini, Radha, the Sri Shakti, they come under the Sri Shakti. Nilasati Jutheshwari, Shyamala, and her group, they come under Nilasati. Understand? Can't understand? Bhushakti is a creative Shakti, Jagat Palan Sushmi Shakti. Nilasati, there are Jutheshwars, many groups. Radha Sakhi's groups are there. There is a Jutha. And in one Jutha, one head is there. There is a Jutheshwari. So, one Jutheshwari is Shyamala. Shyamala. So, Nila Sakti, the Shyamala and the Sakhi's, and in that group, Jutha, come under Nila Sakti. And Sri Sakti is Jogmaya, Rukmini, all the wives of Krishna, Lakshmi's and especially Radharani, Krishna Vallabha, yeah. Sri Shakti, and is also said to be the Jagat Palana Shakti, maintaining energy, potency of the whole world. We find this Bhu Shakti and Sri Shakti, two are in two sides of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. You understand? You have seen it? You have read it. Now see. And why it is so? Sometimes this question is raised. Why it is so? Why there are the two Shaktis? Bhu Shakti and Sri Shakti. Beside Jagannath. So, in answer, we say like that, in that way, Jagannath is presenting himself as the creator and the maintainer of the whole world, cosmic manifestation. Therefore, two Shaktis are there. Understand me? This is Tattva. Tattva Vichara. And this Vishnu Priya is said to be Bhusakti. And she was Satyabhama in Krishna era. Also it is said, Jagadananda Pandi was Satyabhama in Krishna era. How it is? Jagadananda Pandi is Satyabhama and Satyabhama. Your material mind cannot conceive it. It's not question of your material logic, argument. You can understand it. This is inconceivable spiritual topic, transcendental. Don't exhort your material mind on it. Just accept. Finish. Understand my language? Yes. Sometimes, how it is, how? Yeah, how it is? How can you say? How can you understand through your material logic and argument? Give up this thing, Baba. Give up this thing. Just accept Siddhanta. The Acharyas have said, don't exert your material brain in it, unnecessary wastage of energy. Don't do it. So, in Navdi Dham, there was a very dear Vishnu Bhakta Brahma named Sanatana Mishra. He was Raj Pandit, Pandit in King's Court. He was noted like that. And he was Satrajita in Dwapar. Satrajita is daughter of Satyabhama. Do you understand? It is said that Sanatana Mishra was always engaged in perceiving Lord Vishnu. As a result, he got this daughter, Vishnu Priya. Very beautiful. Paramasundari, supremely beautiful. From our very childhood, Vishnu Priya was taking three times Ganges bath. Three times bath in the Ganges. And offering puja for she, Vishvigraha, Tulasi, many varieties of puja and yes. When she was seeing Sati Mata in the bank of Ganges, paying very humbly, pranam, dandavat to Sati Mata. Understand my language? Sati Mata was blessing a lot. Have a very good husband. Nice husband. This is Sati Mata's blessing. And in her mind, Sati Mata was thinking, it would be better. This girl would be my daughter-in-law. In the minds. In mind thinking like that. Sati Mata was thinking. So when Gaura Sundaras, first wife Lakshmipriya passed away, Sati Mata became very much aggrieved. So she proposed this second marriage of Gaura Sundar. Gaura Sundar, Mahaprabhu, was very much devoted to his mother Sati Mata. When mother says, he does. He don't want to give any unhappiness or distress to mother. So he agreed, all right, I'll have second marriage, after second marriage, another wife. Then Sati Mata called for Kashinath Pandit. He was noted as Ghataka. Ghataka means a mediator who does this marriage negotiations. Yes, marriage negotiations, the Ghataka. Mediator. When this marriage question comes, one mediator should be there. Don't approach directly. Unlimited, Ananta Maya. That is mistake you are doing. Don't commit such mistake. This is process. One mediator should be there. You mediate. Negotiation. You go to the right side, then bridegroom side, talk, negotiation will take place, then everything will settle. That is us. So, this Kasinath Pandit was famous negotiator, mediator on this marriage affairs in Navadvip Dham. So he was called for. So he came. So Sati Mata said, I called you for this purpose, that the marriage of Nimai Pandit, my son. Then when this question arose, who is the bride? Sati Mata said, this Vishnupriya, Sanatana Mishra's daughter. I have thought of that. When Kasinath Pandit heard this, she became very blissful and said, Thakurani, I was just going to tell you that thing. And you said, understand? Then Sati Mata said, we are very poor. Will Sanatana Mishra be willing to give his daughter to Nimai? You go, just talk with him, make some negotiation. Kasinath Pandit says, Thakurani, your son Nimai Pandit is very famous in Navadvip. Why Sanatana Mishra will be unwilling to give his daughter to Nimai? I think it will not be unwilling. To whom he will give? He must give to your son Nimai. Then Sanatana Mishra went to, Kasinath Pandit went to Sanatana Mishra's house. There in Sanatana Mishra's house, both the Sanatana Mishra and his wife were in anxiety because their daughter had already attained marriageable age. That is parents' anxiety. She must be handed over. Yes, such grown-up girl should not be kept in father's house. No. So they were in anxiety. So they are also thinking, pondering over it, what to do. Who is befitting first bridegroom for our daughter? And they are thinking only Nimai Pandit is the befitting bridegroom and Nadia. They are thinking like that. His qualities, his beauty and everything, uncomparable. Yes. So if we would have acquired some Sukruti, then it would take place. They were thinking like that. And they were praying to Lord, saying, oh Lord Hari, if we would have acquired some Sukruti, then we would be able to give this our daughter to Nimai Pandit. They are offering prayer to Lord Hari. Just at that time, the Ghatak Kasinath Mishra arrived there. Then Sanatana Mishra became very happy, gave him nice seat, sweet water to drink, and asked, inquired, why you have come? It's very, it's a good fortune that you have come. And then Kasinath Pandit smilingly said, Vishwambara Panditirata Mardhita Dhankara Ye Samanda Uchita Sarvata. This is Chaitanya Bhagavata mentions like this, I have come for this marriage negotiation proposal, right? Vishwambara Pandit, Nimai Pandit, and your daughter, Vishnupriya, should be married. With this proposal I have come, Nimai Pandit is the most befitting bridegroom for your daughter, and your daughter is very beautiful, chest, sati, mahasati, chest, very beautiful. It will be, this match will be like Krishna and Rukmini. Yes, befitting match, like Krishna and Rukmini. Yes. This is Vishnu beyond in mind. When Sanatana Mishra heard this and his wife, they became very, very blissful, joyful. And they thanked, gave so much thanks to Bhagavan Lord Hari. He asked, heard our prayer. Sanatana Mishra said, what to speak? If we would have been very fortunate, then we can get such bridegroom, such Sanila, Nimai Pandit. All their relatives, family members, friends became very happy. Then all other things were discussed, how marriage will take place, what arrangements will be there, what daru will be there. All this talks took place. Then Kashinath Pandit came and told Sachimata everything is all settled. They are very happy. Sachimata said, we are very poor, nobody is there. Lord Hari is only there for us. Then in all over Nadia, this message spread that Nimai Pandit is going to marry. So Nimai Pandit is a teacher, teaching, he has some students, teaching grammar, rhetoric, alankar, background, Naya Shastra. So all his students said, all right, we will help Pandit's marriage to the best of our capability. A very rich man, Buddhimanta Khan, was there. He said, I will bear the whole expense of this marriage ceremony. And friend Mukunda was there, he said, please, give me some burden of this expense. I want to carry also. And we'll arrange such nice and such pomp and ceremony that the marriage of the prince will do like that. The Bhagavan's marriage, is there any difficulty? The whole Navadip. Was blissful. Adhivas divas, that means day before marriage, we say Adhivas. And that day, many Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, friends came. Nice decoration was there, pomp and ceremony, varieties of drums, music, musical instruments, and the musicians, drummers, they are engaged in playing their musical instruments. Aratri puja, aratri bhograg, or what's going on, understand my language. The women, sadhva, those are sadhvanari, brahmani, understand? With husbands, not widow. Sadhvanari Brahmani, Brahmani, you understand? They generally come in this function. And they, innumerable hundreds of such Brahmani Sadhva women came out of joy. They do this hululi, hululi, what you say. Male person, they said Hari Bol, and women said this is custom, very custom, you see. Yes, because the marriage of Bhagavan, Sukha Sindhu, the ocean, happiness of ocean, Sukha Sindhu was swelling up. Many Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they had come. Swayam Gaurasundar himself, individually, with chandan forehead, one mala. All, every Brahman and Vaishnava, he himself did it. Whole Nadia Puri was, what do you say, drowning in the ocean of happiness. Sukhasam. Then I'll speak in Korea. So, next day, I was thinking about marriage of Gaurasundara. Qualification the previous day, day before marriage, I have spoken. Then on the day of marriage, Gaurasundara put on the dresses of bridegroom. After putting on the dresses, he went fast to pay obeisances to his mother, Satyamata, first paid obeisances. Then he paid obeisances to all Gurujanas, superior persons. Then he, got into a nice decorated palanquin. Then he came to the bank of Ganges, got down from palanquin, paid obeisance to Mother Ganges. At that time, the rites of musical instruments were playing, being played. Many men and women were in the procession, marriage procession. Its time is Godhuli Lagna, that is, what do you say, dusk time. Understand? Godhuli Lagna, dusk. Gaurasundara and all persons following marriage procession, there is a Bharadatri. They all went to Sanatana Mishra's house at that time, dusk. Sanatana Mishra and his wife came forward and offered, gave all ashirvad, all blessings to their son-in-law, Gaurasundara. Then Vishnupriya was decorated. A ladies decorated Vishnupriya. Nice sari, nice ornaments, flower girl, everything nice. There was elevated pendal, which is a bedi, where the marriage ceremony will take place. Brahmana will utter Veda mantra, do this thing. It's a bedi. So, ladies brought Vishnupriya with Mahalakshmi to that bedi, her eternal husband Gauranarayan. You understand? Vishnupriya circumambulated Gauranarayan 7 times. You understand? 7 times she circumambulated Gauranarayan, then paid obeisances at his lotus feet. Then Gaurasundara made her sit on his left side. Understand? Then after that there is exchange of malas, flower, garlands. Exchange of flower garlands. Do you understand? Age Lakshmi Jagan Mata Prabhu Rasarani Mala Diya Karilena. First Lakshmi Priya gave Mala to Gauranarayan, paid obeisances. Then Gaurachandra Prabhu Isathasya Lakshmi Ragalaya Mala Dilena Tulya. Then smilingly Gaurachandra put a Mala neck of Lakshmi Priya. This exchange of Malas. তবে লক্ষ্মী নারায়ণ পুষ্প ফেলা ফেলি করিতে লাগি আতা হই মহা কুতুহলি ডিসক্রিপশন ইন চৈতন্য ভারত দেন দে প্লেট থ্রোয়িং ফ্লাওয়ার্স টু ইচ আদার গৌর নারায়ণ অ্যান্ড লক্ষ্মী প্রিয়া ইস প্লেয়িং নাইস প্লে ইউ মাইট হ্যাভ প্লেট নো নো সচ ওয়েস্টার্ন কান্ট্রি ইয়েস ড্রাই ড্রাই All dry, isn't it? Only Maya is there. Ugly with Maya. And they are ghost. Witch and ghost. Are married. The nostril function is there. Then marriage ceremony is to place. Sanatana Mishra gave many dowries to Gaura Sundar, his son-in-law, and gave his daughter, Arpadi's daughter, Sampradana, like charity, he gave in charity, Sampradana. Like Janaka Raja, King Janaka, gave his daughter Sita to Lord Rama. Like Bhishmaka, King Bhishmaka gave his daughter Rukmini to Krishna. Similarly, Sanatana Mishra gave his daughter Vishnupriya to Gaura Sundar, like that. So, in the house of Sanatana Mishra, there was Vaikuntha Ananda. Ananda available in Vaikuntha. It's descended. That Ananda descended. Great, with great pomp and ceremony. This took place. Many innumerable men, women, old boys, girls came and see Gaura Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan. And their life was successful. All the family members, friends, Kithan Kena Sanatana Mishra became very, very happy. Next day, afternoon, Gaura Sundar, taking his newly wedded wife, Vishnupriya, with him, started for his own house, Grandstand, to go. Both of them got into a nice decorated palanquin, many varieties of drums, bugles, floors, musical instruments. Players were playing. All men and women of Nadia saw such beautiful form of Lakshmi Narayana. So this is Lakshmi Narayana, and they are speaking among themselves. Oh, this girl is very, very fortunate, Bhagyavati. Kya koso janma Sivirin Kumara Parvati? How many lives she has served this Kamala goddess? You understand, goddess Lakshmi, goddess Fortune and Parvati, how many lives she got so something? Yahoo bale yana buji horo gaun. Some say, I think they are Shiva and Parvati. Yahoo bale yana buji kamala shiori. Some say, I think is Hari and Kamala. Do you understand my language? Yahoo bale idui kama deva rati. Some say, in my opinion, is Kupid and his wife Rati Devi. Kya bale Indra Sachiroy Mormati? Someone says, and I think it's Indra and Sachi. Kya bale Henabuji Ramachandra Sita? Some say, I think it's Ramachandra and Sita. Ei mata bala Gupasupuji Balita. All women are talking like that. among themselves. All auspicious movement, Gaura Sunga taking his newly wedded wife, Vishnu Priya, with him, came to the house. Sati Mata with other women, that means wedded with husbands, Sadhava, Brahmani, came out. And invited, welcome, putra vadhu, son and daughter-in-law, you understand, invited. Navadampati, newly wedded couple, got down from palanquin. First, they paid obeisances to Sati Mata. Then, they paid obeisance to all superior Gurujanas. Grahyasi Vasilen Lakshmi Narayana, Jagdhani Maya, Vila Sakala Bhuvana. So Lakshmi Narayana entered into the house, sat together. All are saying, Jai, 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 glorification Sada. Ki ananda haila seva kathya kathana se mahima konjani karibo. Such ananda, such pleasure, tumultuous pleasure, such sounds of joyful sounds, nobody can describe it. Jahar Bhuttira Vibha dekhile mahane paapa mukta hoi jaye, Vaikuntha upane the marriage of Bhagavan, Lakshmi Narayana, Bhagavan, marriage of Bhagavan, Lakshmi Narayana, if somebody is fortunate, sees this thing, he'll immediately be free from all sinful reactions and directly go to Vaikuntha. Go. Se Prabhu Vibha Loka Dekhoye Sakhyate In Tan Naam Daya Mayo Dhinana. So, the people of Madhya, they saw, they are so fortunate. One of the names of the Lord is Dhinanatha, is the Lord of the Dhinas, Akinchan. Understand? Yogis, undergoing very strict, severe austerity penance, cannot have this fortune to see such marriage festival of Bhagavan, Lakshmi Narayana. But Navadipa Vasi on inhabitants, inhabitants Navadipa, Apanar, Pamar, Padidas, they all saw, they are very fortunate. Yes, Dayamaya Bhagavan, he is so merciful, he manifested some Leela and gave darshan, therefore one of his names is Dhinanatha. Vrindavan Thakur, these are all according to Chaitanya Bhagavata. My Vrindavan Thakur, he has not given more than that, this description. Then Mahaprabhu went to Gayadham to offer oblation for his deceased father, Jagannath Mishra, isn't it? Came back, Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, complete changed. Always thinking of Krishna, crying for Krishna, ecstatic, forgetting his own existence like a madman. And Sati Mata saw, what had happened to Bhima? Has he been affected with some fatal disease? What had happened? What had happened to Bhima? Sati Mata was thinking. So, desiring for all auspiciousness, Sati Mata offering puja, worship to Ganga Mata, Mother Ganges and Vishnu, and bringing Vishnu Priya. Sati Mata was bringing Vishnu Priya and making her sit beside Gaura Narayana. Sit here, sit here, sit here. But Mahaprabhu was not looking at her, never looking.